Jennifer Ford, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
Now, Jennifer Ford Art could well be your personal moniker, I know, but it's also an exciting new addition to this area's art scene. Would you tell us briefly what it's all about?
Well, I started with an interior design firm here in town about 3 years ago called Choice Designs. And what I found was that people were really looking for artwork. I was so excited to be able to introduce them to a lot of local artists here in Fort Wayne. And because we own a gigantic warehouse on the north side of town, there happened to be space for the perfect art gallery. And it is also my background. It's what I've been doing for the last 18 years. So this is a fine art gallery featuring local, national, and international artists.
How exciting. And is this all an outgrowth, would you say, of your original Choice Designs enterprise?
You know, they are complementary, is what I would say. So the interior design firm is a business that we have had for the past couple of years. And again, you know, placing artwork in homes was something that we loved. But my background has always been in the art business. And so I had continued to be servicing my national and international clients in Vienna, New York, Boston, Miami. And now I'm really excited to be able to do it in Fort Wayne as well.
And Fort Wayne's excited too, yes. No doubt. Now, I am curious, your Carroll Road location is kind of an outpost in Fort Wayne's cultural landscape. Why this location?
Well, you know, doing a lot of work in Miami's Wynwood District, I saw firsthand how transformative empty and abandoned spaces could be turned into the perfect arts spaces. So we've got the gallery section, but we also have a lot of room to grow. And I'm really hoping in my future plans that I create a space that's a collaborative environment for a lot of artists to be able to gather, to be able to make what they need to do, to be able to exhibit. So we've got a lot of plans. We also happen to sit on 2 acres. And so this summer, we are going to be premiering a walkthrough sculpture park as well.
A lot of advantages then for growth and also for really enhancing the artistic landscape.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. How important is new and different to you as well as your gallery?
You know, I really want to create an inclusive environment at my art gallery. So something that I hear a lot of people say when I say, oh, you should stop by the art gallery. You know, we've got a really an amazing new artist. We're so humble and we always say, well, I'm not a collector or I don't understand art or I didn't study it or something like that. Mm-hmm. We really try to provide as many points of entry for people to be able to understand and relate to the artwork as possible. So, you know, you may not be a fine art connoisseur, but if you have a passion for the environment, you know, you really need to come and see Sayaka's show because that's what she talks about. If you happen to be touched by autism or Asperger's or something like that in your family, man, you need to come out and meet Frank. He was one of our first and opening shows, and he would love to talk to you about that. And you would really find something that you can have a commonality with in all of our shows. So new and different, yes, but also something that connects to people on a very basic level.
Then is it fair to say you believe in if you build something wonderful, they will come?
Absolutely. And because we want it to be open to everyone, we want everyone to be able to come, no matter who you are, how you are, writers, musicians, artists, but also people who want to bring their kids and expose them to an arts environment. That is who we are. And because we have so much room, everyone can come.
That's fantastic. And perhaps I already know the answer to this from our conversation. Do you have a target market?
You know, I don't actually. I have a 9-year-old son, and one of the things that I was really sad about or I was afraid of when I moved to Fort Wayne from Vienna was that he wouldn't have as many opportunities to be culturally inspired. And you know what? I am so glad to say that I've been proven wrong. Fort Wayne has a fantastic art scene and there are a lot of different outlets, but I want to make sure that I foster that in our building as well. So, you know, whether you're 9 years old or 90 years old, I want to make you feel included and happy and welcome. And we're very knowledgeable. So if you want to come in and talk art history or art philosophy with us, we'd be happy to do that. But if you'd like to just come and be inspired by the space, that's a great place for it too.
It does sound like you have something for everyone. Yeah. Or will.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you're starting this new year off with a wicked good bang and 2 swell shows, the first of which is a pop-up Sunday adventure. What a great way to lighten winter sadness, by the way. So what's popping up?
on January 10th. It's going to be going from 11 until 6. And every couple of hours, we're going to be featuring something different. So, you know, it's a Sunday. You've got to start out with mimosas. So we're going to be starting with coffee and mimosas. Proper Pastry is going to be there. But also, our exposure exhibition will be on sale. And there will be a lot of the artists on hand as well to be able to talk to you about their prints and their pieces. After that, we've got a Bloody Mary bar. Again, I'm super excited about it. We'll have live music. And then from 4 to 6, it's football and beer. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that with some food and a comedy show. So again, when I said that we are open to everyone, I think that there's something for everyone in that pop-up show.
As well as all their senses and sensibilities.
Exactly.
Okay, the Exposure JFA show, from which this pop-up Sunday takes wing, it's its own testimony to social media and pop culture. What is so arty about Instagrams?
What is so arty about Instagram, and specifically Instagram in Fort Wayne, is that we have a lot of photographers, and whether they self-identify as professional photographers, amateur photographers, or not photographers at all, these are all people that have connected to the United States and even beyond on a much greater level. So these are all people that have followers of over 5,000 people, and they're doing something beautiful and inspiring in a lot of different walks of life. So we have a tattoo artist, we have someone who deals with food. We have someone who's an interior designer. All of those very trendy and hot topics that are on social media, but presented in a very artistic and beautiful way.
Arty indeed.
Yes.
Okay, following on the heels of this event comes a Sayaka Gans exhibition. How does Sayaka's philosophy fit into the Jennifer Ford art criteria?
Sayaka is and has a beautiful, generous spirit. She's had shows in Tokyo, Azerbaijan, Seattle, and we're so lucky to have her in Fort Wayne. And any way that we can have her connect with the greater community, then we're going to make sure that we do that.
And she is a found object artist extraordinaire. Is this the first show of that particular sort that you've had at the gallery?
That is correct. This is also our first sculptural medium show. And so she's really going to be transforming the space into an installation. It's a sensory experience when you go and see a Sayaka show. So there will be mechanization, there will be light effects, and then her sculptures are just something that you want to get up close to or see from far away. You can bring kids, you can come and enjoy, or as a collector, you know, she is someone that should be appreciated, acknowledged, and collected. The pieces that we have in this show are something that I think anyone would want in their home, something to live with.
Great. You can do an amazing amount of things, obviously, art-wise, but you can't do them all by yourself. So who is with you on this power team to get Jennifer Ford art out there?
You are absolutely correct. Bridget O'Reilly is our gallery director, and she has amazing specialization in both art history and also social media and marketing. She is absolutely invaluable to the team. She speaks with the artist. The Exposure Show is actually her brainchild. We also have Chanel Turner. She is on our team as our events coordinator, because once you build a very unique space in Fort Wayne, it draws a lot of attention. We have had a lot of requests for rehearsal dinners, weddings, comedy shows, dance parties, corporate engagements, wine and design parties. So she's helping us kind of manage all of those requests that are coming in right now.
Sounds like an A-team.
Yes, absolutely.
Looking backward, when did all things art first call your name?
It started with me for music from a very, very, very young age. I was studying opera in Vienna, actually, when I was 17 and 18 years old. I have debilitating social anxiety and stage fright. And so especially at that age, it just made me sick. And so I dropped out of the program, but I was still left in Vienna. And so my advisor said, all right, well, to make the most of it, you need to start taking art courses. They were offered inside the museums instead of inside a course.
Oh, so
I had an immediate passion, a curiosity, and just an obsession with artwork. And it continued all the way through. I got my master's at NYU at a very young age, and now I'm just about to finish my PhD. So I have a curiosity, not just on the business level with art consulting, art advisory services, the art gallery, but also really from a research and pure understanding of artwork.
You also have the outlet of teaching
I absolutely do. I teach with Ivy Tech a few courses, and then I do a lot of speaking engagements. You know, I do a lot of writing articles, that sort of thing. And so it's great to be able to also connect to younger people who are just at that stage that I was, that really want to be inspired or know a little bit more about artwork.
Good for them and good for you. And looking forward, where is art taking you next?
Art is going to be a fully immersive experience in my life and in everyone's life in Fort Wayne. That is where art is going to be taking us. We are starting an art tourism side of the business as well. Our first trip is Cuba, and then we go on to Miami, New York, and London next year. So even if you don't love art or you don't collect art, you might love to travel. This is something that you could be part of. If you don't love artwork, but you want your work environment to be beautiful, we offer art advisory services for corporations. And in fact, we're working with quite a few. I'm also very socially active with the city government. We're doing a project in Huntington right now for feasibility for an arts maker space. So, man, we have got a million irons on the fire, but it's exciting work. And we're so, so blessed to be able to be working here in Fort Wayne.
Jennifer Ford is owner of Choice Designs and Jennifer Ford Art. Jennifer, thank you so much for making room for us in your busy pre-pop-up timeframe, and congratulations on your artful endeavors.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.